voanews.com.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Friday the COVID-19 pandemic was far from over and urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said he believed the right political will and incentives would help end the pandemic. WHO experts are preparing a proposal on the next studies to be carried out into the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19. The United States called Thursday for the WHO to carry out a second phase of its investigation into the origins, with independent experts given full access to original data and samples in China. Britain made a similar appeal. The European Medicines Agency has recommended that the use of coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia. As the state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy, Biden sought to use the stop on Friday to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn the corner on the coronavirus pandemic. Biden later traveled to Joint Base Langley-Eustis to thank U.S. troops for their service, after beginning with an emotional remembrance of his late son, Bo, a veteran. Biden acknowledged the unheralded sacrifices that the service members and their families make. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has met in Sochi with his Belarusian counterpart for talks on forging closer ties amid Minsk's bruising showdown with the European Union over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko finds himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of a Ryanair plane to land in Minsk on Sunday because of a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but journalist Roman Pratasevich was arrested. EU leaders have called it air piracy and have barred Belarus's airline from the bloc's airspace and airports. The dispute has pushed Lukashenko, who has relentlessly stifled dissent, even closer to Moscow. The head of the World Health Organization has acknowledged the UN Health Agency's response to sexual abuse allegations involving employees who worked in Congo during an Ebola outbreak was slow. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus used the term during closed-door meetings last week following an Associated Press investigation that found senior WHO management knew of multiple cases of alleged sexual misconduct in the African country. Nearly 50 countries have issued a joint statement expressing their deep concerns about the WHO's handling of the sexual abuse. Alluding to the AP's recent story, several countries said that they expected to see swifter action in the future. While many Americans continue to itch to take a vacation, a labor shortage is now hitting the nation's tourist destination and threatening to derail the travel industry's recovery altogether. British government regulators again have authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid rising COVID-19 cases. And lastly, U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia as the state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. He sought to use the stop at an 18,000 square foot space of climbing and bouldering walls, a gym and yoga studios to celebrate the progress made in the country. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.